It is 8:08 to finally Friday morning, 32 degrees right now in downtown Charles City with partly to mainly cloudy conditions. Highs warming up into the 60s today. Well, at 60, but either way, that's warm. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. And the final Friday in March. Unbelievable.
Community conversation here on KCHA, of course, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And we're being joined with NIAC's president, North Iowa Area Community College's Stephen Schultz. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning. This is probably one of your final gigs on KCHA. You've got some big news. First of all, let's talk about your retirement.
Yes.
Pending retirement.
Yes, yes. It's starting to feel a little bit real now. My plans are to retire after 10 and a half years at the college at the end of June. June 28th is my last official day. And, it's just been a privilege and a pleasure to serve North Iowa for 10 and a half years. It's just been a perfect fit for my wife and I, and just proud to be a part of North Iowa and just loved our experience here.
Well, you've had a fantastic career. 10 years here in North Iowa and many years elsewhere. So congratulations and kudos to you.
Thank you.
You're ending your career here on a completely high note with our Career Academy, which is in the finishing stages here in Charles City. Let's go back and kind of explain that whole project.
Sure. So it's been, gosh, I'm trying to remember when the legislature passed the bill, but regardless, the legislature passed a bill, a career technical education bill, with a goal to provide career technical education opportunities within 30 miles of every high school that were of high quality. And so NIAC applied for the first one over in Forest City, and we had four schools there. And then we started to really think about how can we serve the eastern side of our territory a little bit better. And this is the most unique center that has ever been built in Iowa, with seven school districts and three community college boundaries being crossed to offer these opportunities in town. And just really proud of the local school districts, the superintendents and their boards. This doesn't happen without them and their foresight to see that these are some opportunities that we could do together that, quite honestly, we can't afford to do individually.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask about the completion date. Driving by it, it looks pretty well complete. I'm not sure what the inside looks like. Talk about when that could open.
Well, we're pretty close. I was there last week, and we did a initial punch list. So, that's kind of the first phase of the final work. And so, there's still some painting to do and some molding to put along the floors, but really getting close. And we're hopeful that we may get city approval on April 2nd or so to occupy that facility and start to move Wendy back from our temporary space. And really our main goal is start to get high school students in there to see, what's happening. And we did start installing some equipment next week. The welders will be installed. But when we have students come in, we want them to see a more finished product than we might have right today. But that's happening over the course of this week and next week. And we're just really excited. And our eye is down the road, 3-4 weeks maybe, to have a grand opening. It may be after commencement at NIAC, but middle of May. Just do a big community event and invite all the schools and local elected officials that made this happen and the community at large to see. I was really thrilled last week. It had been a while since I had been in, and it's a beautiful facility.
Yeah, it looks absolutely nice.
Remind us of which school districts are a part of this.
Okay, you're testing me early this morning, Kay, but we'll start at the north and work south. So Riceville, Osage, Charles City, Red Rockford, Marble Rock, Nashua, Plainfield, North Butler, and Clarksville.
You did it!
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
That's a great collective, all around good partnership with all these schools.
Right. I think, we have the four areas identified for our initial CTE launch, and those are healthcare, construction, IT, and advanced manufacturing. But I think the opportunity for these school districts and the college to work together outside of those programs is really going to be what needs to happen in the future, just with tax dollars coming in and the pressure on school districts with enrollment. the programs that we struggle with, we can maybe do some things together. You know, we've had some interest in physics. You know, some of the smaller schools don't have 20 kids for a physics class, but two need it. So how do we really work together better than maybe we ever have? So I think that's an exciting opportunity moving forward.
Mm-hmm. How else might the center be used besides?
Okay, well, you know, the morning will be dedicated to the high school classes, at least in the new edition. You know, Wendy's going to continue to offer community ed and continuing ed programming there. But our absolute goal is to use that afternoons, evenings, and weekends for continuing education and training for all the industry in the region. So, you know, we sell training and we support training of a lot of the area businesses, and this will just be a great location for them to come in and not only use the space, but maybe use the tools that we put in there as well.
You were recently, changing thoughts a little bit here, you were recently named the Bennett Lifetime with the Bennett Lifetime Achievement Award. Talk about what that means to you.
Well, the Phi Theta Kappa is the largest honor society in the world for colleges, and we have a chapter at NIAC, and unbeknownst to me, our students nominated me for this Lifetime Achievement Award, and I was recognized, and actually next Thursday and Friday, I'll be in Orlando to accept the award, you know, my whole career has been really about students and helping people. And so to be nominated by our students for an award like this was just really touching and you know, just really proud of what our students do every day and glad to represent them in this space.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
On that. And so your final thoughts on, you know, your career as a whole.
You know, you start to do a lot of reflecting and you think about all of the people in your life that have made a difference. And, you know, I think about Charles City and the blessings we had to have Tony Noah and Kathy Rottinghouse lead the board, lead Charles City and be board presidents for us. You know, they've made a difference in my work and in the work that we're doing, you know, right now. I've just been blessed. I've had a 40-year career in public education, starting out as a teacher. You know, I spent a little time in Nashua, had five great years there teaching and coaching, and my first administration job was in Plainfield. I was the last high school principal in Plainfield, if you really look at the at the record. So, you know, it's been a long ride, and it's just been a great ride. The people I've been able to work with, our faculty, you know, at the campus, they just do great work. Our staff, and you know, that's what you're really going to miss. It's the people and the relationships. The work is the work, and I enjoy that too. But it's always been really about the people, and we've just been, you know, blessed to be here and have those connections and support over the years. So I just want to thank everybody who's been a part of my career and part of NIAC over the last 10 and a half years to allow me to do some decent work.
Well, thank you. Congratulations. Are you and your wife planning to travel, or
we are
taking one step at a time? I suppose
we are. We're not going to move. We're going to stay put for a little while, and we have. So June 28th is my last day. We leave for Alaska July 2nd.
Oh my!
And so that's been a bucket list trip for us, and we're gonna do that. Travel a little bit, see our kids this summer, and just kind of try to slow down. I've kind of promised my wife I'm going to attempt to say no for a while to opportunities, and we'll just see. You know, I hope I can succeed at this retirement, but if not, I can always jump back in, right?
Oh, you know, there's going to be plenty of volunteer opportunities. Oh, you know that.
I know. Volunteer and part-time opportunities are coming at me pretty fast right now, but I'm going to try to, you know, part of this is you're healthy enough to do some things, and my wife has sacrificed a lot for me to pursue these administrative jobs. You know, it's 33 years of being a public school administrator. It's, you know, there's some challenges with that, and so I'm gonna give her some time back, and we're gonna spend some time together, and just really looking forward to that. But I know I will miss the people and the work.
Well, congratulations, job well done.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you for all you have done for not only Charles City but North Iowa.
Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Yes, happy retirement and congratulations on that Bennett Lifetime Achievement Award as well. That was Dr. Stephen Schultz, NIAC president here on KCHA on Community Conversations, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. We're going to be talking with Tom with Stebbins Children's Theater coming up.